It's Sale of the Century's salute to True Romance, where our single contestants will be playing for cash and prizes, including dream dates to fabulous Rio de Janeiro, the paradise of Tahiti, exotic Hong Kong, and a romantic Caribbean cruise. And one of our contestants will win our grand prize, this exciting Ford Probe worth over $14,000, as we salute True Romance on Sale of the Century. And now here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to have you with us. Delighted to have you join us as we continue with our salute to True Romance. And thanks to you and your continued support, we welcome you to show number 1,500 on the NBC television network. And we thank you for that. Three players waiting to be introduced, and Summer Bartholomew will do the honors. Hello there, Summer.
Hello. Hi.
Whom did you bring us today?
And this contestant, he knows that timing is everything. From Kirkland, Washington, welcome Richard Brody.
Hello, Richard.
And he knows how to make quite an entrance from Palos Verdes. Rancho Palos Verdes, excuse me. Let's welcome Kathleen Guthrie.
Hello, Kathleen.
And here we go on a fight and switch, originally from Houston, Texas. Let's welcome Bruce Kay.
Hi there, Bruce. And we'll see you later with some bar again, Summer. Thank you. Now, Summer, we've had some intriguing romantic intros with the people. Let's see what we've got today here. Richard, you know the timing is everything. Would that have something to do with romance?
Yeah, it would, Jim. A girl said she'd go out with me on Friday or Saturday night. I naturally picked Saturday because it's a bigger night.
Right.
When we met, she said she'd met someone else Friday, and they were getting engaged.
Oh. Bad choice there, Richard. Nice to have you here. Kathleen, you know how to make quite an entrance.
I sure do, Jim. I was running late for a blind date, caught my heel on the top step, tumbled to the bottom. My roommate turned to my date, introduced me with, there she is now.
Good entrance. Nice to have you here. Bruce, you'd rather fight than switch.
That's right, Jim. For Halloween, because my roommate and I look so much alike and sound alike, we decided to try the old switch costumes trick on our dates, which we did. And later on, when our cover was finally blown, everyone was having such a good time that no one wanted to switch back.
Oh, you stayed with the girls you went.
Worked out.
Nice to have you here as well. Well, they were indeed true romantic stories there. Great, great prize for the winner today. The winner today gets a trip to Hong Kong.
All right.
So, let's get to it. $20 starts you all off, and here we go. What famous actress led a fairy tale life after marrying Prince Rainier of Monaco? Kathleen.
Princess Grace.
That's right. Great. Princess Grace. Grace Kelly, $5 for the correct answer. Kathleen into the lead. How many happy years has a couple been married if they're celebrating their silver? Richard.
25.
25, yes. Some of them happy. That's right. They have the anniversary. You go to 25. What part of your body is your boyfriend referring to if he says he loves your baby blues? Bruce.
Your eyes.
Your eyes is right. And we've got a three-way tie. There's an old proverb that says, if you're lucky at cards, you'll be, Richard?
Unlucky in love.
And beating Kathleen to the buzzer, Richard goes into the lead. For a romantic dinner, you and your date might share this shellfish whole or just order it by the tail. Richard?
Lobster.
Lobster is right, and Richard enjoys a $10 lead. As it is time for an instant bargain, and of course the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Richard, $10 over Kathleen and Bruce, the opportunity to buy this.
Richard, if you need a little help putting romance in your life, these romantic gifts might help. Embrace a kinetic neon sculpture from a symbolic drawing by John Lennon. Books on the best places to kiss. A celebrate romance game and love locks. Yours with a gift certificate from the price of his toys. It's normally priced at $1,000, but today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $5.
Well... You have love locks, the best place to kiss in Los Angeles, the best place to kiss in San Francisco. That's wonderful. All this, Richard, what it amounts to is it's a $1,000 gift certificate at the price of his toys, which should be a lot of fun, and all it would cost you is $5.
It looks like it would be so a big help, Jim, but I think it's a pretty close game.
Interesting is the word, isn't it, Richard?
Some of it looks very interesting.
Well, how about if I throw in $200 in cash to go with the $1,200 gift certificate for $5? Going once, going twice.
No
sale. It was the locker, so I don't know what to do. Maybe the bunny ears. They don't use them anymore, do they? Well, he hangs on to the $10 lead, and of course, every dollar is so very important. I've been mentioning it. The three highest scores will be back in just two more shows. One of them will get the car. And just to keep you up to date, 90, 85, and 80. Those are the three highest scores at this point. Right now, it's 35, 25, and 25. Big news for this three-minute-a-baby star. He and his wife, Jillie Mack, are expecting Kathleen.
His name is Tom Selleck.
He is indeed. Yes, indeed. And you go to 30. You and your boyfriend can make goo-goo eyes at each other and the paintings at the Guggenheim Museum. In what city? Richard.
New York.
Yeah, boy, see how they tie that into romance? Goo-goo eyes at the Guggenheim. Richard goes to 40. In literature, who had a sweetheart named Becky Thatcher and a best friend? Kathleen?
His name was Tom Sawyer.
Best friend named Huck Finn. It was indeed Tom Sawyer. Kathleen, 35. Well done. Same game now, and as you can figure, every dollar is so very important. $10 money card at stake now, looking for a famous person. I am a sexy TV star, known for my off-screen as well as my on-screen romances. Born in 1955 in Europe, where my father was an American GI. I began my career in New York acting in many off-Broadway plays. Later came to Hollywood, where I got a variety of parts, including that of a weapons smuggler on Miami Vice. But real fame came when I was chosen over 3,000 other actors for the juicy role of David Addison on Moonlighting. Kathleen.
Bruce Willis.
You got it for control of the board. Bruce Willis it is. $10 money card wins.
That's the only number six.
Lights are flashy. We lock into your buzzer. If you hit the 10, Kathleen, you'd go into the lead. Good luck.
$10 money card now.
No, that's on number three. And she gets...
It's a chair and ottoman. Elegant hand-carved Louis XV chair and ottoman. Feather blend cushions covered in lovely flame stitch fabric make an exquisite setting. From Sam Moore Industries.
Very nice. It's worth almost $1,000. So that would be a nice memento of the show. The game remains close with three nice single people. And back to our salute to true romance right after this commercial timeout. And go away. To the sale of the century, salute to true romance. Three single players, good match. Richard at 40, Kathleen at 35, Bruce at 25. Now here's a health tip. Nutritionists say that one passionate kiss will burn up the calories in one of these salty snacks that sometimes have ridges. Bruce?
Saltine crackers.
Oh, no. No. Chips, ridges, potato chips. So bring a big bag on your next date. Bruce loses five on that. In his hit song from Urban Cowboy, Johnny Lee was looking for what in all, Bruce?
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yes, indeed. You're back to 25. According to the old cliche, when you meet your Prince Charming, he will sweep you all, Bruce.
Off your feet.
And Bruce making a move goes to 30. What member of the pigeon family is a symbol of both love and peace? Richard?
The dove.
The dove is right. Richard to 45. Richard? You now enjoy a $10 lead over Kathleen, and I know every dollar is important, but along the way, there are some awfully nice things, and this one could be yours.
Richard, love can be a many splendid thing when you capture it on a full-size VHS camcorder with variable speed, 8-to-1 power zoom lens, high-speed shutter, and flying erase heads. Furnished by Sharp. It's normally priced at $1,799. But today on sale of the century, just for only $11.
Well, that is terrific.
Jim, I really want that.
That's nice. A visitor from Kirkland, Washington. You could do all the beautiful, the change of scenery up there in Washington. And he really likes it. $1,799. It kind of puts you on the horns of a dilemma, right? You want the highest score, but you want that. So it's my duty to help you, Richard. I'll do two things. I'll knock a dollar off the price. You can have it for 10. That would put you and Kathleen in a tie. And just to help you along, $1,799 plus $300 in cash. Over $2,000 bargain for 10 bucks, Richard. Going once. Go, bye-bye. He really wants it. Draw that camcorder. $300 in cash. A $2,099 bargain for 10 bucks. We'll knock the 10 off, you and Kathleen in a tie. He recently proved the sky's the limit when he bought Eastern's air shuttle for $365 million. Richard.
Ted Turner.
No, it's easy to miss this guy because he tries not to get any publicity. Donald Trump is the one who did that. Cost you five, Richard, down to 30. He's so self-effacing. You and your girlfriend buy some bubbly and champagne, drink it in Peoria, end up lost in the loop in Chicago. In what year, Richard?
Illinois.
That's the state. You're back to 35, tying Kathleen. Yes. For your new home, you and your wife decide to use the pollution-free source of energy derived from the sun. Bruce.
Solar.
And we've got a three-way tie. Well done. In a surprise wedding, his little girl, Lisa Marie, tied the knot. Kathleen.
Elvis Presley.
And Kathleen goes into the lead. Yes. Now, talking about Elvis Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie, getting married, you may have seen this in the paper, but I don't know if you've seen it. If you can wonder how Priscilla, her mother, is going to pay for the wedding, she could use the king of credit cards. Take a look at this. This is the new Elvis Presley MasterCard. It's offered by a Memphis savings and loan. Of course, Elvis impersonators, they can use the card only to buy capes and rhinestone belts. And boy, visual aid costs $700 for this, and that's what we got, huh? We will be right back. Want to see you again? And we will pay for that answer phone with our new Elvis Presley MasterCard. Still didn't work, huh? Let's get back to the match. Kathleen enjoys a one-question lead over the gentleman. And now we're back to the fame game, and we're looking for the identity of a famous thing. An Elvis Presley, no, a thing. I am a song that took 11 years to become a hit. I was written in 1931 by Harry Hupfield and introduced in a musical titled Everybody's Welcome. I became moderately successful when Rudy Valley recorded me. But it wasn't until I was sung in a 1942 movie that I became a hit. Remember, this is a song. The Valley record was revived and became a bestseller. I was sung by Dooley Wilson in a film that starred Humphrey Bogart. Richard.
As Time Goes By.
Nicely done in Casablanca. Yes. It hung around for a long time before it became a hit. Richard, get control. $15 money card. Where, son?
Danny number 9.
Well, every dollar is so very important if you want a shot at that car in a couple of shows, so good luck.
I need that $15 money card now.
He hits a $15 money card. And we add that to Richard's score. He bounces back into the lead, but it's not a big lead. $15 still separate the players. The Broadway team who gave us such romantic musicals as Carousel and South Pacific are Richard Rodgers and Bruce.
Oscar Hammerstein.
Nicely done. You've tied Kathleen for second at 40. A shy, intense governess falls tragically in love with her employer, Edward Rochester, in Charlotte Bronte's romantic novel. Kathleen?
Jane Eyre.
Nicely done. And you're within one question of Richard. Jane Eyre it is. Donna Rice made headline news after Bruce.
Gary Hart.
That's right. Yes, indeed. That's the Colorado senator. And Bruce to 45. But it's time for the instant cash. And Richard, you have the lead. Not a big lead, so that could work to your advantage. Two boxes have $100 bills. One today is worth $2,000. Plus the amount of your lead if you want to go for it. You've got a $5 lead,
Jim,
over Kathleen and Bruce.
It's such a close game, and I really want to come back and
just
win
$5, Richard. Going once for $5. Going twice. No sale. Where? What? Oh, it was in number one. Number one had it. Well, we saved $2,000 that we would have had to pay for with our Elvis Presley message. We will be right back. Oh, you were? Oh. Richard Brody did not want to go for the instant cash, and you would have picked number one,
number
you said,
one.
Right? Oh, well, you've got the lead, but it is a one-question lead over Kathleen and Bruce, who are both at 45. So all three of you have got pretty good totals, but remember, you've got to win the match, of course, and have one of the three highest scores. So a lot at stake as we get back with this. As busy as he was, this leader romanced 27 wives while heading up the Mormon church in Utah. Kathleen?
Joseph Smith?
No. Brigham Young.
Oh.
Brigham Young had 27 wives. Kathleen loses 5. One of the greatest tributes to love is this beautiful and costly building in Agra, India, that the ruler built in memory of his wife. Name it. Richard.
The Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal is right. Well done. Richard goes to 55. Legend says this explorer was so in love with Queen Elizabeth that he spread his cloak over a puddle so she could cross. He's Sir Walter. Richard.
Raleigh.
Raleigh is right and gets you to the $60 mark. Third and final theme game and a big $25 money card going up on the board. We're looking for famous people, plural. We are a famous couple, first written about in 1476 under the title Novellina. We are also the subject of an opera by Gounod, a play, and several movies. Richard.
Is it Romeo and Juliet?
It is indeed. Well, saw. How did you get that? Great job on that, Richard. And you've got control once again with a $25 money card where, son?
It's behind me number two.
Hit that 25. That could give you a shot at that car in a couple
really
of shows.
Like,
good luck.
I'd really like that $25 money card. Now!
No, right next to it, number one. And he gets...
It's a bread maker. Hitachi's Home Bakery. Automatic bread and dough maker. Enjoy all kinds of delights without kneading. Freshly baked bread, hot from the oven, furnished by Hitachi.
What? That is a $329 bread maker, which is just what Richard said he wanted.
I love it.
You've got a bread maker. And now remember those dollars, they become important. 90, 85, and 80. Those are the three highest scores as we get into the speed round. Trip to Hong Kong on the line right now. Finish up the match with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Richard at 60, Kathleen at 40, Bruce at 45. Very close. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, in honor of his wife, what former Beatle wrote a love song called Lovely Linda? Bruce.
Paul McCartney.
Right. What grain is thrown at a bride and groom after the... Kathleen.
Rice.
Right. If your boyfriend says he's sick, you might feel his forehead to see if he has... Bruce.
A fever.
Right. What type of necklace did you buy your girlfriend if it's made from... Bruce.
A diamond necklace.
Wrong. In the old days, women had a romantic notion about being carried off by a knight in shining... Bruce.
Armor.
Right. What part of your body does your boyfriend like if he says you've got great gams? Richard.
Legs.
Right. In cartoons, what shapeless beauty mesmerized both Pluto and Popeye? Kathleen?
Olive oil.
Right. On what beautiful statue would you find the inscription, give me your tired, your poor boots?
Statue of Liberty.
Right. A teacher named Etta Place was the girlfriend of what outlaw partnered with Butch Cassidy? Richard.
Sundance Kid.
Right. In what European nation would you find a wine-producing region called Alsace-Lorraine? Time, clear it. The love songs of J. Alfred Prufrock was one of the famous...
T.S. Eliot.
Right. The two major dialects of what language are Mandarin and Cantonese? Richard?
Chinese.
Right. And that other five gives Richard 80 and a win. Congratulations. Back to Richard in a moment. That could be a very important correct answer there. First, we've got to say goodbye to Kathleen and Bruce before we do anything else. And Kathleen, well, you got the chair and the ottoman with the cash in front of you. You are over $1,000 for the day. Thank you. Appreciate you joining us. Bruce, you really started to make a move there, and unfortunately, I have nothing to show for it, but we do have some nice party gifts and the cash in front of you. Thank you for joining us as well, sir. Appreciate it. But today belongs to Richard Brody, and Richard, I don't think you're going to mind too much when I tell you you've already won a trip to Hong Kong.
Richard, explore the mysteries of the Orient with a trip to Hong Kong. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles to Hong Kong via Japan Airlines. En route to the Orient, enjoy friendly hospitality on board one of their jumbo 747 jets, furnished by Japan Airlines. And you'll have a week's stay at the Harborview Holiday Inn Hong Kong, deluxe waterfront hotel with panoramic views of Hong Kong Harbor, in the middle of the shopping, nightlife, and entertainment that the exotic Orient can offer. This prize is worth $3,888.
Great trip. You will enjoy that. Just to wrap up, I would neglected to tell you the one that Bruce missed you by your girlfriend is made from gems from the oyster shell. That is, of course, the pearl. And Alsace-Lorraine is in France. So Richard's joining me right now to try for $5,000 for the winner's big money game. Come on, Richard. Congratulations. And as I say, that $80 puts you into a tie now for third place. So you will have maybe a shot at that car, but forget about that now. Think about this. You're trying for $5,000. Three envelopes, red, yellow, or blue. Which one is it going to be?
I guess I'll pick red for romance, Jim.
Red for romance. A torrid romance. Solve four puzzles in 20 seconds, and the $5,000 is yours. Now, the clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer, and got to give me an answer right away. Good luck. Looks like he's ready to get at it. So may I have 20 seconds on the clock? And that first puzzle starts... Now, TV Street, where Cookie, yeah?
Sesame Street.
That's right, where the Cookie Monster lives, yeah. TV Street, thought you might jump in on that, but you are a little ahead. It is indeed Sesame Street. That's your first correct answer. Let's take a look at the next puzzle. Now, beverages brands include Folgers, yes?
Coffee.
Maxwell House, another coffee it is. At the halfway mark, you have 11 seconds. You are ahead. Stay on that pace. If you know the answers, I think you've got it. Good luck as we take a look at the next puzzle. Now, fruit. Tree. George.
Yes? Cherry.
Washington chopped down. Gotta be the cherry tree. I often say we won't try to fool you, and Fruit Tree George had to be leading towards the cherry tree. 7 seconds. Get it before the double zero, and you've got yourself $5,000. We're all with you now, Richard, as that next puzzle starts. now. Broadway hit. Victor Hugo novel. Les Miserables. Les Miserables, Victor Hugo. Oh, just didn't. Oh, I thought you had that money. Well, you don't have the money, but you could have the car, because right now you are in a three-way tie for third. If somebody doesn't get a higher score, you could be back playing for the car. We'll give you Richard's score and add everything up right after this commercial timeout.
I thought so.
Running here in L.A. now. And again, back in congratulations to Richard Brody. And Richard, yeah, you won with $80 that last one. That puts you in a three-way tie for third now. We've got a 90, an 85, and three people at 80. So who knows? That could hold up, and you might be back to play for the car in just two more shows. But certainly, whether he's back or not, Richard has had a good day, and he's got a wonderful trip to Hong Kong, $300 in cash, $6,316. And True Romance continues on sale of the century. Bye for now. Listen to this.